We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Lopez, OG, passing thoughts. D'Amico Ryan's not official, but it's official. Book it. Matter of fact, let me break the story. D'Amico Ryan's.
No, don't do that.
According to sources, D'Amico Ryan's will be head coach of the Houston Texans. Announcement could come no later than Wednesday, and the press conference will be probably before Friday or Thursday. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 6.
All right,
there you go.
So bad.
Book
you were...
it, mark it, old take, expose, do whatever you got to do. I'll go ahead and say it. I'll call my shot. If this doesn't happen, 1986, Astrodome, Mets, throw it to the side. Bills, Frank Reich, Oilers, throw it to the side. 24-0, Bill O'Brien didn't have a play. Throw it to the side. That's how much of a meltdown it would be. So just give me credit for the news. Per sources, D'Amico Ryan's coach.
I mean, if you get it, can you get it? Can you break the news?
I just did.
Well, you didn't.
Just did.
No, you really didn't.
Just did.
You said Wednesday.
No later than Wednesday.
Is it official?
No later than Wednesday.
Let's not do this, man. We're going to get canceled. Probably should dump that.
Cancel these.
Yeah, probably should dump that.
Lopez, passing thoughts.
All right, let me start with the number one passing thought, the number one thought that all Houston sports fans, especially Houston Texans sports fans, need to realize and come to grips with, okay? Cal and Hannah McNair and Nick Caserio and everyone involved in this decision in many ways is saving football in Houston. I don't feel that's being overstated, and certainly if you open any social media platform, you can feel the energy and buzz happening with this. I don't think it can be overstated. How many times did you hear me say it's about the business of football, not just football? It's about the business of football, not just football.
I think this
football.
Is the second. I haven't heard it that much.
Yeah, probably about 25.
Have I?
Yeah, probably about 20.
Listen better.
Yeah, well. I'm not saying nothing. Look, and this is the epitome of that decision. Come to grips with the fact, because we are truly a fan base of the Texans, that we really always feel like we can't have nice things because the other shoe is always dropped, right? The other shoe is not going to drop here. This is a change in the entire direction of the organization. That is the overarching thought. What we've all seen, heard, been a part of these last few years, football in Houston has been an afterthought for many people. You can see it in the season tickets. You can see it in the parking lots.
See it in the damn parking lot.
Yeah, you can see it in the parking lot.
No, you can see it in the drive to the damn stadium.
You can see it in just the impressions that are made, whether it's national media, local media, or social media. You can see it and sense it in season tickets. I mean, they went, 17, 18 years selling out every single game? Haven't sold one out since. So this is a big, big, big thing for the business of football as much as anything. Another passing thought. Brace yourselves for even more buzz. Brace yourselves for more buzz, more excitement. As John McClain said, and I thought long and hard about it, trying to quash it, he said this might be the most exciting turn of events since the organization was founded.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Since it was founded.
Damn, John.
I don't think you or I can dispute that. Sure, drafting, Deshaun, you know, that's great. Sure, Kubiak coming home. But how did Deshaun end up? Kubiak did more than a fine job, but injuries and other things kind of derailed them. And then he had a bad year with a lot of injuries and got replaced by Bill O'Brien. The other shoe has always fallen. It's not happening. Another passing thought. Open any social media platform. You can see it. You can feel it happening already. And I think the most significant thing was that J.J. Watt post, which I am more than willing to admit could be any number of possibilities, but that J.J. Watt post got you thinking about former players, the relationship with the former players. If you didn't see it, It's on his Twitter.
Yeah, there were a lot.
It was, I mean.
Was it like a retirement thing?
Chris Myers was there, our guy. Yeah. Came from Philadelphia, or the skinny, Philadelphia area. Yeah,
skinny ass Chris.
Looked like he's a buck 80.
Good Lord.
Kareem Jackson was in the picture.
Hey, Jack TV.
Yeah. All these guys that were from out of town. Obviously, J.J. Watt probably still has a house here. I'm not sure, but, you know, he's been out of town. There were about, what, 16 players that had dinner Saturday night, and I'm like, you can sense what's happening with the former players, and I'm sure some of those guys are going to be around when this thing actually pops officially. Another passing thought. Nick Caserio's guy, we assume, because he's interviewed for 2 years, Jonathan Gannon, that was the moment that did it for me. Like, even me with, you know, my confidence that he was going to be the head coach, was I wasn't really in that it was actually happening until he announced, Jonathan Gannon, that I'm staying here in Philadelphia. What do you say? Good, bad, or indifferent? I think that was the moment for me. Like, D'Amico Ryans is going to be the next Texans head coach. Absolutely. 100%. What was your moment?
My moment was when Denver pivoted.
Mm-hmm.
When Denver pivoted. Because I wondered if he was going to choose Denver. But as soon as they said Denver pivoted, thought it was a wrap, man.
And then when I heard Fred Warner, and you're about to hear it, I was like, this is why D'Amico, for, you know, all the X's and O's and all the some people, you know, having doubt about who's his offensive coordinator or be, this is why I'm not worried about that.
I hadn't thought about it up to this point, because obviously you think you're gonna win it all, but you know, seeing him was emotional. It was was the first time it kind of you know hit me, right, that this was the last one with him, and we came in this thing together. I owe everything to him. He's the reason I'm the player I am today. He's fully deserving to go on and be a head coach. So, it hit hard today for sure.
He's the reason I'm the player I am today, and he is one heck of a player. No question about it. Another passing thought on this whole thing going on with D'Amico. I got to give credit to Nick Caserio. You kind of pushed back when I said, you know, that he swallowed his pride and compromised, saying this could easily have been his top choice. It could have. But I think this is a group effort at the top of the Texans organization. It's Cal McNair, it's Hannah McNair, it's anyone else who is advising them or in the circle, and it's Nick Caserio. Let's give him some credit here. He was the face of the franchise, Nick Caserio, for the last couple of years, and he's not going to be the face of the franchise anymore. He's also hiring a guy that is going to be. Just, you know, not an outsider, but an outsider of Nick Caserio's inner circle that we've seen a lot of. I got to give Nick Caserio credit for that, man. I mean, it's going to be, he's not long going to be the face of the franchise anymore. And it's good that they have this combination that's coming into town. And then there's this, and I think this is important. This is therapy for Texans fans. Hiring D'Amico Ryans is kind of like therapy. I totally understand the PTSD that we all have as fans, because we've never had anything like this happen. As John McClain said earlier, how are they going to screw this up? Who's his offensive coordinator going to be? I get it, but just set that aside. It's going to be right. You brought up the point earlier, like, what's worst case scenario? It's hard to find worst case scenario, at least in the short term. It's all going to be pointing upward for the Texans. And then there's this final one, and I want to get your thoughts on this, Landry. This whole, I don't care, it's still Cal McNair, Tommy Boy, all this other stuff. Get over it. He did. He was a big part of the dysfunction that this team had. He was. He got suckered in by Jack Easterby. He gave Bill O'Brien way too much power. He probably fired guys that shouldn't have been fired at their behest. That's changed. It's obvious with what we're seeing that's changed. Enough with the Tommy Boy, he'll screw this up stuff. Enough.
You think it's enough? I mean, I don't think that Cal deserves like the benefit of the doubt yet. I mean, I think he's functioning like an owner should the last 22 days, but I think any healthy skepticism about Cal McNair is fair, and I think it's earned.
I think he earned it.
I don't think he has. I don't think you can like fully trust him yet.
No, I think he earned it.
A good start, though.
As I just mentioned, I know he was a big part of this, and I think he did earn it. But you know, you can have a revelation. You can have the moment of clarity, and all of a sudden become a bigger voice and a stronger voice, and see things differently. And that's what I'm saying. Like I get what he was and what you thought of him, but that's enough of that. That's enough of that. And until he proves otherwise, because this is nothing but good vibes for Cal and Hannah McNair, which leads to one more little passing thought. Hannah McNair, I said this last week, she's fast becoming a star. A lot of people are giving her credit for all of this. Like, Hannah, go Hannah, way to step in and make this happen. Good for her. But yeah, she is a star. There's no question.
I mean, she's part of things. Mm-hmm. I don't think she wants to be a star.
No, I don't think she wants to either, but she's becoming one.
She's part of things, and there needs to be a strong voice. There needs to be a strong voice, maybe a strong pairing, maybe a strong team. You have Cal McNair doing the monster truck stuff and like that, and that was pretty highly approved on social media, I'll say.
Yeah, the Pooh-Shiesty mask on.
What is that?
The ski mask. You call that the Pooh-Shiesty mask.
The what?
So Gucci Mane's artist named Pooh-Shiesty is known for wearing these ski masks.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't so certainly call didn't that
the
know
Pooh. I actually have one.
Yeah.
How about Cal throwing up the H in all those pictures now?
He's not doing that. I mean, that started with Figgy, if we're being honest. And it seems like people have kind of jacked my man's pick. Seems like people's kind of jacked Figgy's pick a little bit.
And he's gotten better at it because at first he was doing the hook 'em horns, like face outward. And now he's doing it right.
He's cocking it to the side.
Fingers in a little bit more than the hook 'em horns and do it in reverse. He's finally doing it the right way.
There's talk about, you know, Nick Caserio's role in this whole thing. I think Nick's going to like to work with D'Amico. The one thing with Nick Caserio that I think has gotten caught, I don't think he's like a control freak. I think he wants to work with the squad. I mean, he worked with Jack. He wanted to work with Bill. He worked with Belichick all those years. David Culley was kind of incompetent, so he had to do certain things. I don't know that Nick wants to control a head coach.
I think he's flexible and maybe out of survival mode. You know, he understands this has got to be done the right way. He's got to keep the owners happy. He's got to keep fans happy. He's got to bring them back into the stadium. You know, as general manager, your priority is the football team on the field, but you have other priorities. And I think he's probably been humbled a little bit. And certainly maybe changing his ways a little bit also. But he can work with D'Amico.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he can't, then he's going to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, if they have to pick one or the other, it ain't going to be Nick. You know, if things somewhere down the line, you know, kind of splinter, they're not picking Nick over D'Amico. So I think he realizes that.
Press conference should be interesting.
Call your shot.
Friday? I think Friday.
Tomorrow, 10:01 a.m.
What, that's when the announcement's going to come down?
That's when the announcement's going to come down. Press conference Wednesday afternoon.
You think press conference Wednesday?
Yeah. Why not? We already know he's going to be the head coach. It's probably going to leak even more. I think tomorrow, right as our show starts, Ian Rapoport or Adam Schefter or whomever is going to say, you know, D'Amico Ryan's going to report. D'Amico Ryan's will become the next Texans head coach, and then it's on. And then so why put anything off?
And we can wait till.
By the way, they're already planning the press conference if they already know he's going to be the head coach. Like the interview today, by the way, Rapoport also said the interview could be this afternoon. Like he's flying in.
So he says goodbye to San Francisco and then flies in?
Flies in. The interview could be this afternoon. After that, no holds barred. I mean, everybody's going to be trying to get the story and someone will.
They're going to put those 59 jerseys back in the shop? They got to, right?
They have to. What's Kenyon Green going to do?
I mean, he's still going to wear number 59.
Well, he's going to have more D'Amico jerseys in the stands than his.
Well, no kidding. Who's going to buy a Kenyon Green jersey? But, I mean, that's what's going to happen. Maybe Kenyon Green could switch the jersey. I don't think so.
Nah.
So 59, D'Amico, Rocket, be out there.
Man, things are changing. You mentioned the uniforms, too. That's year after next. It's going to be a whole different look, man. Pretty sweet. When's the last time you were this excited about the Texans?
When they drafted Deshaun.
Yeah, probably.
And they drafted Deshaun.
Yeah. Seems like forever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because even the good stuff, like, it was cool, but it was like, man, we know this isn't going well. They're not functioning like a good organization. So even when, like, when they beat Buffalo in the playoffs, it was Deshaun's the lipstick on the pig.
Yeah.
That is B.O.B. and Jack. Mm-hmm. And then the 24-0 Chiefs, it's like, oh, God, Bill O'Brien's going to get a lifetime contract now.
Yeah. Didn't happen, thankfully.
And so, I would say when Deshaun got drafted was when I felt that good about it. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, feeling like they're in good hands.
Kubiak.
Yeah, probably Kubiak. Probably Kubiak and Rick when they were at their peak. Yeah. I would say that is it. And I think, you know, now it's going to be a Caserio D'Amico thing. What do they want to do? We're going to have free agency. There's going to be a lot of money to spend. There's going to be the draft. I mean, we're inside now. I think we're 86 days away from the draft, 87.
So Senior Bowl starts today.
Oh, is D'Amico going to get out there and get the scout at the Senior Bowl?
Maybe. Thursday. Hit the ground running.
God. Just chill. Just let the scouts do it. Don't worry about it. Get a house.
He has a house. About it.
He has a house here?
I know his wife lives here. Wait, his wife's family lives here. Maybe they have a house here.
His wife lives here?
His wife's family lives here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to be pumped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Big time. Everybody's pumped. How can you not be? Like I said, you know, in those passing thoughts, I mean, I get, you know, oh, no, somehow the Texans are going to screw it up. Not necessarily, man. These things change. They change a lot. Ask the Bengals. They can change quickly. And then all of a sudden, you're on top of the heap if it wasn't for the officiating.
I can't believe the Texans have never been a part of that.
Ever.
Championship Sunday, never been a part of it. That hurts, man.
Nothing.
That hurts.
Never been there.
Never been it. Mm-hmm. Had D'Amico yesterday, though. Coming up, let's put together a guest list.
Mm-hmm.
You only get to invite 12 former Texans to the press conference.
I got this.
Okay. You only get to invite 12 former Texans to the press conference this week when D'Amico gets announced. What 12 Texans are you inviting?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right. The guest list. D'Amico Ryan's press conference. You can only invite 12. Not just former players. You can only invite 12 Texans from the past.
I got you.
Let me get your list. Go ahead.
I got you. I got you taken care of.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
On the guest list for the D'Amico Ryan's press conference, some obvious ones first. Andre Johnson.
Yes.
J.J. Watt.
Okay.
Matt Schaub.
Okay.
Owen Daniels.
Okay.
Chris Myers.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry to Gary Kubiak.
Hold on. Did you see my list?
He should have been number one.
Did you see my list?
He should have been number one, John. That's 5. Okay.
All right. Next. Did I say Matt Schaub? Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Myers.
You already said him, too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Kevin Walter.
Okay, that's six.
Brian Cushing.
That's seven.
Kareem Jackson.
That's eight.
Jonathan Joseph.
Okay, that's nine.
Arian Foster.
Thank you. Ten.
Eric Winston. He was in his draft class. They're tight.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and he's not doing anything anymore. He's not players.
Yeah, he's an NFL guy.
Yeah, yeah, Eric Winston. He was in the same draft class as D'Amico. And Gary Kubiak. Gary's got to be there.
Okay.
So Andre, J.J., Schaub, Kubiak, Daniels, Myers, Walter, Cushing, Jackson, Joseph, Foster, Eric Winston. What is that going to do for fans to have those
damn
guys?
Disrespect.
You know Lopez, he's a lightweight, kind of creepy guy.
Damn, Wade Smith doesn't get the invite.
Look. They're going to be there.
Wade Smith doesn't get the invite.
It's fun to be the penetrator sometimes.
Wow.
Neither does Seth Payne. You said top 12. They're 13 and 14.
Wow.
They're 13 and 14. Give me your list, big guy.
Wow. No, I like your list. I'm fine with it. I just thought maybe.
I would put Wade Smith and Boot Winston on.
Yeah, get Winston out.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go to a corporate meeting or something.
Get Winston
out? Go do like a economics class or NFL economics class. Or something. If he's here, cool though.
Eric Winston is really good and really tight with D'Amico. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be nice. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be real nice. It's gonna be like real Texans legends.
Like the I mean these are the best.
Yeah.
Of the best.
It's gonna be like the
yeah.
The golden age Texans mm-hmm. right there. And I wonder how many of them get involved. I do think that Kubiak's gonna be at camp a lot. Now I don't think he's gonna be like. You know, 24/7 Gary, he needs to chill, but Kubiak's going to be a phone call away for sure.
He's going to be there a lot, and especially if his son Clay Kubiak is, let's say, quarterback's coach, which is a possibility. He's an assistant quarterback or something like that at
Chester Pitts, too. They're real tight. What? They're real tight.
Chester Pitts shows up at everything.
But he's this is an exclusive list. Chester Pitts is there.
Yeah, but he shows up at everything. He'll always be there.
Yeah. Chester Pitts is there.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be there. I think, I think that this list, what it's going to do for the city is going to be just off the charts. It's just going to, you know, we've been talking about all the energy and excitement and all that. I think this is what's going to do the visual, as you say. Marketing department is loving this.
See, last year, the Lovie Smith was nice because the vibe was good, but it was really just like, oh.
It was Lovie.
It was like, well, you avoided disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have, like the Josh McCown press conference would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, you didn't screw this up too bad.
It would have been a disaster. I was on board,
mm-hmm.
but it would have been an absolute disaster.
Yeah,
had that happened, this is going to be like, oh hell yeah,
yeah,
you hit it out of the park.
Yeah,
not a oh you didn't hire this guy and you got this guy and it feels somewhat normal. This is going to be a you hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. And this is why I've been saying it needs to be in a very public place. I think fans need to be in the back, allowed in. To watch like they did with Kubiak, I believe it. I forget where, but like they did with Kubiak.
Fans going to be in to do what?
Like just to be a part of it.
And do what?
Whatever.
Cheer.
Chill. Yeah. Cheer.
Like in the media or like a little no, pep rally like, after?
You know how they do it. They separate the media in the front. Well, first of all, these guys are going to be the first two rows and his family and all that stuff. Next couple rows are going to be media. And then they're going to be a barrier. And then behind that is all the fans. What do you mean what? This happens all the time.
Yeah. TCU.
It happened with the Houston Texans.
Man.
It happened here.
So you're saying you're going to have a press conference and then you're going to have the fans behind in the press conference? What is going on right now?
So a pep rally.
Pretty much.
Well, then wouldn't the pep rally be a separate event? The press conference is the press conference.
Andrew, I'm just telling you what they have done right here in the past.
So they had a press conference and the fans were sitting there during the press conference.
Yeah. I think that's definitely on the table.
I think they need to separate it, man. We need the seriousness of a press conference.
Oh, you'll get questions in, but it'll be just a
and then have a pep rally.
Yeah.
I'm cool with both.
Yeah.
I think it'll just be kind of a circus of a press conference. But how much do you really get out of those anyway? Happy to be here. He's our first choice. I mean, David Culley was their choice, you know, so they're always going to say that. You don't get a lot out of that anyway. Keep in mind, they have a whole new regime. Of marketers and public relations people that are going to be making the most of this. No question about it. I would not be surprised that that's the way they do it. In the least bit. Just remember, I said that.
That's how it's going to go down.
I don't know how It's going to go down, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does go down that way. Yeah.
Boy. Chester's going to be in the mix, no doubt. You know Travis Johnson will be there.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, he'll be there.
He'll be there. Mm-hmm. He was there at Lovey.
Wade might be there, even though he's coaching somewhere else right now.
Wade Phillips?
Yeah.
He's in town, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's his guy. That's the defense that he learned and had to teach people during the lockout because Wade couldn't coach him. That was one of the very early signs where you're like, all right, this guy's got something going on here.
Why are we trying to volunteer guys that have good lives for, like, coaching jobs right now on the text line? Like, we're just getting...
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt as D-line coach. We got a... I know it's a long shot, but I think Andre Ware would make a great quarterback coach or something in the front office. Go up to Andre.
I think he good where he at now.
I want you to... He's not hard to find. You see Andre Ware. Go up to Andre Ware and say, hey, you should be an NFL quarterback coach and see what he says. First of all, you would take away his golf time.
Yes.
Which is very important. Second of all, you would take away his AAU basketball coaching with his kids.
Yes.
Which he really loves. Then you would take away his broadcasting. Go up to Andre Ware and say, hey, Andre, I would really love for you to be a quarterback coach in the NFL and work 16-hour days and coach quarterbacks right now. He would smack you, maybe.
He probably would.
Figuratively, at least with his eyes. At least if you gave him a look, if you told him, hey, give up your golf, give up your AAU basketball coaching, and give up your broadcasting.
Are you kidding me? Who would do that? By the way, it needs to be a Baker Dozen. Somebody mentioned Shane Leckler. He'll be there.
No Baker Dozen.
No Baker's Dozen?
That's 12.
Somebody's got to get cut?
Exclusive.
I think Leckler will be there.
Cut Kareem.
Kareem Jackson.
Yeah, cut him.
Yeah, ain't he still in the league?
Yeah, cut Kareem.
Nah, man, he need to be focused on his own damn team.
Yeah. I'm with you, Figgy.
Go to Denver.
Yeah, I'm with you guys.
Yeah, we can cut Kareem.
Unless you want to come back here.
Shane Leckler. Done.
Yeah.
There you go.
So Leckler's here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So there's your squad right there.
That's how you know something was up at that B&B Butchers picture.
John, they were just chilling. What do you mean? What do you think they were doing?
I don't know.
JJ just retired, probably wanted to have some people there. Andre just opened a bar 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they're doing?
I don't think...
Having a staycation?
I don't think they were going to be here 3 days for the press conference, but I think you can combine some trips. Like, I know Leckler, you got to blast him out of his... He's got a good life down in Rockport and on his ranch and all that stuff, on his property. You got to blast him to get him out of there. So I'm not saying they're going to be here 3 days, all of them, but I think you can combine some things. I think there was certainly...
Or they can just show up at camp.
Or it was a point of discussion. You mentioned Gary Kubiak at camp. I think Clay Kubiak could be a real possibility as quarterback's coach, his son. That would be one.
I mean, I hear it a lot.
Yeah.
Seems to be the one.
No, I don't know if he is the one. I think it's a possibility, a real possibility.
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I know it's not 12:20 yet, but I got to confess something.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
Staff talk bores me.
Really?
It bores me.
Who's gonna be on his staff? Who's gonna be the offensive line coach?
Who's gonna be the DB coach? He gives us the staff, we react.
It's the most important thing that D'Amico's gonna do.
But most of the time you're like, who is this guy? Like, it's not like list me your top three choices at D-line coach.
For the Texans, I don't know who the D-line coach
is
going to be.
Give me a safety coach.
I think the offensive coordinator could be Bobby Slowick, who's the quarterback's coach in San Francisco. Yep,
that's tight end coach. Pass game coordinator.
Pass game coordinator.
Coach?
I don't know who the tight end coach is going to be.
What about your QB coach?
Owen Daniels.
Huh?
What about your QB coach?
Clay Kubiak would be my guess. I think Johnny Holland could come.
Who?
You don't know Johnny Holland?
Who?
You don't know Johnny Holland?
I know who you're talking about, John.
I think he could come because D'Amico's going to run the defense. But he's also going to be the head coach. So he needs that trusted guy to, air quote, be the defensive coordinator. I think he could be one of the names in the mix. He's been around forever.
He's going to have his staff, and we're going to react. We're going to learn about the guys.
Yeah. It's the most important thing he does.
No, it's important, but we just don't really have a clue what his staff's going to be.
Frank Ross is staying.
And, I mean, like, a lot of times you don't even hear these guys. Who's this Mike Tomlin guy? Oh, wow. He's a head coach in 3 years.
Frank Ross stays, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have to – I mean, if I'm D'Amico, I wouldn't have to worry about special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Ross, come on down. He's going to stay.
It'd be pretty sweet.
If Frank Ross gets to stay, we'll probably know soon. Maybe we'll get to talk to Frank at the press conference when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
And by the way, D'Amico already knows pretty much everybody he's going to hire, probably.
Okay.
Certainly the coordinators.
That's part of the interview.
Yeah.
That's when they talk about like interviewing well and stuff. You typically have an idea of that. D'Amico Ryans, it's going to happen. When? That's really the only question right now. Coming up, Houston's internet hero gets more love, and an Astros nemesis says he was ready to fight the Astros. Is he lying? The hits are lit next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's play the hits here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. An interesting championship Sunday, to say the very least.
Playing all the hits, these are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, San Francisco falls to Philadelphia 31-7. They lost their quarterbacks. Brock Purdy goes down in the first quarter. Josh Johnson comes in. He leaves early in the second half. The Eagles run away with it 31-7. Never really in doubt, John. Never really in doubt.
This was a horrible game. I mean, I know the stakes kind of made it, you know, more interesting or certainly kept you plugged in. But unless you had deep-rooting interest in either team, this was a bad, bad game. I mean, the momentum shifted on a really bad missed call that kind of got the Eagles going with Devontae Smith's big fourth and three catch. Officiating was way too involved in key moments, but put a pin in that. It wasn't even as bad as the next game. One team didn't have a quarterback for the majority of the game. I mean, Josh Johnson was awful when he stepped in for Brock Purdy, and then Brock Purdy came in and couldn't throw the ball. They were down three touchdowns.
Yeah. It was done.
Yeah.
Told you.
It was a bad game.
I think Philly would have won anyway.
Say I told you when they didn't have a quarterback.
I told you it was over.
He's giving me an I told you so because they played the championship game without a quarterback.
Nice bet, buddy.
Oh, I owe you money, don't I? What do I owe you?
40.
40? That's right. I'll Venmo that to you here in a second.
Just put it on the tab, dude.
There is no tab. Don't act like you're freaking Jimmy the Greek.
Just, hey, it's okay. Hey,
there
hey.
Is no tab.
Nice, Andrew, nice try.
Don't worry about the kid.
Nice try. Hey, good effort, son.
Tab.
Good effort, son.
Think you're a freaking Mattress Mac over there?
Just charge it to the game.
Yeah.
No, don't I worry won. About the I kid. Win my bets. I win my bets.
Yeah, he didn't win one yesterday. You can't say, I told you. They played with 10 players.
Philadelphia's too stacked. They're too stacked. They were going to wear them down. Brock wasn't ready for that.
They got, well, we don't know.
They're too good.
We don't know.
Philadelphia's too good, man. They're too good. And it's very, it's going to be very easy for me to root for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought that would be case. It's going to be very easy for me to root for the Eagles when the Super Bowl comes around. Mm-hmm. Those cheating-ass Chiefs. We'll get to them in a second.
I told you.
Jonathan Gannon. That's
the weakest trash talk there's ever been.
Hey, Jonathan Gannon on Fox 29 Philly. If you already thought D'Amico Ryans was coming to town, you
I told you Lincoln wouldn't like the play.
You may have thought, well, I think he liked the play. It just didn't end well.
We'll never know.
But I think he liked it.
We'll never know.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
Jonathan Gannon, we thought maybe he would get an interview this week. Not going to happen. Here was Jonathan Gannon with Fox 29 Philly.
This might be your last one here because you might get the call.
No, Philly's keeping me. We're good, bad, or indifferent. I'm staying here.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
And if you need it even more, at the podium, Fred Warner, linebacker, San Francisco 49ers. He was asked, is this the end of D'Amico Ryans as a head coach? Here's what Fred Warner said.
I hadn't thought about it up to this point because obviously you think you're gonna win it all, but you know, seeing him was emotional. It was was the first time it kind of you know hit me right that this was the last one with him, and we came in this thing together. I owe everything to him. He's the reason I'm the player I am today. He's fully deserving to go on and be a head coach. So, it hit hard today for sure.
All right, there you go. So he's not going to Denver. He's not going to Indy. Oh, Houston. Okay. D'Amico Ryans.
And Gannon's out.
Come on down. And Gannon's out. So there we go. Announcement will probably come pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess second interview could come today. Press conference later in the week, unless something just crazy happens. Spoiler alert. In the words of John McClain, not going to happen. He joins us tomorrow, presented by Horn Solutions. Nick Bosa, man. What's up, bro?
He's so funny.
What's up, bro? Here was Nick Bosa. He got stepped on the sidelines during the game. He's had a lot of good things to say about your future head coach, D'Amico Ryans. Let's listen to Nick Bosa, bro, talking about his injury.
This was kind of a sign of a rough day when you get hurt on the sideline. I got a cleat an inch or two into my leg, so that hurt.
So that wasn't cool. That wasn't cool at all.
Did you see the video of his brother outside wearing his jersey?
What did he say? You're a...
No, he said, he's like...
I got the money to pay the fines or something like that.
He said that at the end. Yeah. He called him a broke bia.
Yeah.
But they asked him, they were talking to him like, hey, Bosa, Bosa, where are the Chargers at? And he just walks over to him. He's like, hey, you going to show that to your butt buddies on Snapchat, you loser?
They are bros, man. They are absolute
Florida bros.
Yeah, an inch or two into my leg, man.
Sup, bro?
That was my head.
That hurt, man.
Like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Cincinnati 23, Kansas City 20. I thought we were going to get overtime, my man.
Should have.
I thought we were going to get overtime, my man. You had some heroic stuff going on. You had the Mahomes fumble, followed by the 4th and 6. Cincinnati goes forward on 4th and 6. Ja'Marr Chase with a 35-yard catch. Touchdown makes it 20-20. Then 3rd and 16, deep in their own territory. Hayden Hurst gets the reception from Joe Burrow. And then, I mean, the referees were really, they were pro Kansas City the entire game.
It was awful.
And it ended up catching up. There was a punt return by Kansas City late, 2 blocks in the back that were missed in the open field. Then, when it looks like overtime is inevitable, there's a blatant tackle. I tweeted out at Landry Locker that frees Patrick Mahomes up to be able to run to the sidelines. He runs to the sidelines. As he runs to the sidelines, Joseph Asai nudges him. He falls down, 15-yard penalty, boom. Field goal with 3 seconds remaining. Kansas City wins. Kansas City advances to the Super Bowl. Man, the ref sucked in this game.
Okay, I'll get there in
Man,
a second.
The ref sucked in this
Let's
game.
Let's not downplay how awesome Patrick Mahomes was. I mean,
he was great.
That was incredible.
He was great.
That was absolutely incredible.
He was awesome.
That said...
That was a heroic performance. That was the best performance of his career.
It might have been, yeah.
Of already one of the best careers that we've ever seen over this time period.
Could well have been, but that said... I'm not going to say they were pro Kansas City because I think officiating can just be bad and it ends up being pro one side. And they were awful. Like, they were awful. The whole thing wouldn't have even happened if they call a blatant, 2 blatant blocks in the back when Sky Moore returned the punt that ultimately set.
What about the attempt to say a play never happened that they didn't even wave off?
Yeah, that one was just.
Fix the clock then.
Yes.
Just fix the clock. They fixed the clock.
That was wild, man.
Yeah, just fix the clock. Yeah. There's no one waving that off.
Yeah. And then, even on Mahomes' run, there was a hold on there. At least one that normally is called. They weren't like, oh, we want Kansas City. They were just so bad, and it benefited Kansas City. And then there's this.
That was fixed.
Joseph Asai.
Played the game of his career.
He did. He was an absolute wreck, bawling, crying, just incredibly bad for him. But at the same time, he did know better than that.
That was a penalty.
He absolutely knew better than that.
Dumb penalty.
It was incredible.
Travis Kelce afterwards, the Cincinnati mayor. By the way, I don't know if I would want the mayor really writing, giving bulletin board material to the opposing team.
They do everywhere.
Well, I mean, like this.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that Travis Kelce took the opportunity at the podium to go rock. We talked about the rock last week. Travis Kelce went a little WWF Attitude Era rock.
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy, huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party!
Epic trash
talk. I knew he was gonna be up for one more of those.
Good job, Jim Nance. He's always great at the podium. The legend, Jim Nance. Now, that was good trash talk.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Justin Reed, all he had to do was go to Kansas City, and I don't know about this guy anymore. Like that, this is awkward for me. Maybe you think it's good. This is on Snapchat. This is Justin Reed talking about the Burrowhead stuff. Tell me how this makes you feel.
We gonna smoke one for y'all.
I'm telling you. Hey. And I did everything I said I'd do. I locked down.
It just doesn't feel right.
Was that Justin Reed for real?
Yeah, that was Justin Reed. Just doesn't feel right to me, man.
It doesn't, does it?
Doesn't feel right to me. Doesn't look good on everyone. Like when there were some other guys doing it, it felt right. Just didn't feel right there. Didn't feel good.
That Burrowhead thing got so far under their skin. And they're lucky. I mean, they got, you know, the call, everything we've been talking about, the calls, the end of the game, Osai. All that stuff is like, Burrowhead my ass. Kelce said that on
they
the
barely
field.
Squeezed past him.
Barely squeezed past
him. And then they called that intentional grounding, and I guess it was.
That's another
they
one.
They never called that.
I not mean,
he was,
like
he was
that.
Like, he was like 4 feet away. Like,
yeah,
was
not
right
like
there.
That.
Like, it wasn't that bad.
It was bad, bad. And by the way,
like way later.
We can't ignore Tony Romo here, man.
What about him?
He's awful. He's awful. Like he, there were certain points where he just started babbling. They came back from that promo on, was it Fire Country? And he's like, yeah, but fire, you might be fire, you might be fireable offense if you make a mistake. And just going in every direction and just loud. I think his strategy now, because he doesn't prepare like he used to, is the louder I say something, the more relevant it's
going to
sound.
Jim Nance has to be going crazy.
Nuts.
Rockets, by the way, they won a game over the weekend. Could I interest you in a stat?
Of course.
The Rockets have won 12 games this year. Two of them have been coached by John Lucas.
That's not exactly.
That's all you need to hear.
That's not exactly an endorsement.
And the biggest hero on the internet, Alfie Shingun, he got some love from Kevin Durant. This was Kevin Durant on the NBA Hooper Vision cast.
Who are some of the young guys, these younger upcoming superstars that we're looking at that you see and you really enjoy watching play and what they doing out there?
Man, I always say I was going to give some love to Alpha.
Shingun?
Shingun. I like Shingun.
Listen, see? People sleep, but listen. He nice. And he did something, and Ben was like, what? I said, he nice.
When it confirmed it to him when he dunked on, he was dunking on a couple people.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Though. I didn't know he could get up like that. He nice. I like him. I think he's going to be a good player.
All right, there you go.
He's going to be a nice player.
All right, so the internet goes even more nuts. There you go. That's
Kevin
all
Durant,
they need.
Kevin
Durant, KD to Houston. Confirmed.
Stamp of approval.
Shingun.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of love. The 832 on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line talking about Justin Reed cussing. That shocks me just as bad as Sean P. cussing. You got to get around him a little bit more. He has a potty mouth. He is a potty mouth guy, that Sean Pendergast.
Yeah. You
very much so. Joe Kelly. Remember him?
That Joe Kelly?
The tongue out at Carlos Correa.
The pouty lip.
Yeah, the pouty lip, Joe Kelly. Mm-hmm. He's writing a book.
Of course he is.
What?
Why not?
Joe Kelly's writing a book?
Yeah.
He was making the rounds to talk about this book. He was on 570 AM in LA. Listen to what he said about something that he claims he was going to do back in the COVID year when the Astros were in the ALCS. I want you to tell me if you think this guy's telling the truth.
You know, if the Astros would have won and we would have played in World Series.
Yeah.
MLB was kind of panicking and trying to figure out what to do.
Were you really in the book?
Astros staying in the same hotel.
Yeah, you wrote in the book that you would have waited for the Astros to come through the lobby of the bubble hotel. Would you really have done that?
100%. I would have. My wife knows that. She could vouch for me. You know,
yeah, your wife?
We had twins at the time, and she said, okay, you could do what you want to do. You know, there's a part where, you know, MLB tried to go behind my back while I was practicing, you know, at the field, you know, try to have a conversation with my wife saying, hey, if the Astros win, you need to tell your husband pretty much to simmer down and not do anything.
Come on.
There's no way.
He was going to wait in the tunnel for him?
He had a chance to fight him, and he didn't. He sat in the dugout. You know,
get on the mound, little
now that one.
Ooh, okay.
That one. I mean, come on, man. That's the biggest poser, hold me back guy, whatever you want to call it.
D'Amico Ryans, he's going to be the next head coach of the Houston Texans. Has football been saved around here? And are the McNairs getting a pass? Are the McNairs getting a pass? For the sins of the past, we will cuss and discuss as lunchtime begins next.
I have never been an injector.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.